You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Oh, these lines are full.
Yeah, they are.
So let's talk to some of these players like Lena. Hi, Lena. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, it's such a good day.
It's been a fun day today.
It has. A lot of laughs on our end. We can't speak for listeners, Lena, but we've had a few chuckles.
Oh, so have I.
Good.
What do you
work? Oh, you're at work. Shh, don't.
What do you do, Lena? Yeah,
where are you at?
I'm a collection investigator.
Oh, dun-dun-dun.
Collection investigator.
All right.
That's all I can say.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Yeah,
sounds very important.
Do you work for the government?
Can we play the game now, boys?
You do.
So a collections investigator for the government.
So you're investigating how much you need to collect.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yes, how much money are we looking at today?
I'm looking at a lot of money today, sir.
Give us a ballpark.
Probably over $10,000.
$10,000.
I bet your job involves a lot of questions, such as, when do you think you'll have the money? When can we expect payment?
Correct.
Is there a payment plan we can put you on?
That is correct.
So, see, I could do this job. I know the questions.
It's easy. You're hired.
You just need one, basically. Where's my money?
Which leg do you not want us to break?
Mm-hmm.
Our arm.
Arm.
Just arm.
We'll start with the arm.
Yeah, start with something small.
Start with the pinky finger.
That's right. Big finger. You know, whatever works.
All right, well, I hope you find that 10 grand today.
I hope so.
She will. What's your success rate, by the way, of collecting debts? What would you say? Do you have, like, a percentage?
No, we don't. We just try to collect as much as we can.
How much did you collect yesterday?
Probably about five.
$5?
$5,000.
Oh, $5,000. Yeah. Say, if you got only collected one Abe Lincoln yesterday, you're not doing very good.
She's not very good.
Some days it is $5.
Really? Only $5 and you're going after people?
Is it because people aren't worried about the government coming after them? But if it was like, you know, some people, you know, they do send like thugs over to collect the money. But if you're with the government, are people that intimidated by you?
No, not at all. I'm easygoing. I figure I help people out.
Hey, you're probably more successful if you're kind and polite. And
yes.
Oh, well, then Jeremy could never do that job.
Oh, stop
it. No, he couldn't.
Stop. Both of you? Both of you coming at me right now?
Coming at you quick. Yes.
Dang.
He's not that kind.
Harsh.
He's just not kind.
Harsh.
Brutal.
Right. Give me my money.
Let's play the game and give her a hard one.
Oh, God. I knew it. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready, boys.
10 seconds. Let's see how you do with this one. I hope you know your animals.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
They're animals.
10 seconds. Okay. In 10 seconds, I need five mammals. Five.
Really?
Come on, Lena. This is easy. Five mammals. Ready and go.
Mammals. Oh, God.
Here, boy.
Dog.
One.
Oh. Dog. Okay, you got one. A dog. Okay.
Tiger.
Fudge.
Dogs, cats, Fudge. Tigers, lions.
Polar bear, a wolf.
Bears, horses, wild. Cows.
Cows,
fox.
Oh, man.
Squirrel.
Here we go.
Well.
Hopefully I'll be more successful.
Yeah. I will tell you that we enjoyed immensely talking with you today.
Thank you. And you too, boys. You have a good day.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye, Lena.
Take care. Bye.
There she goes. Tracy, you ever had any collections people come after you?
No, I pay my bills on time.
Good job.
You don't sound like the kind of person who would put up even with a collection person, though. I'm afraid you would intimidate them.
Like, no. And then you'd hang up.
You know?
Nope.
And if you call here again, I'm going to come down there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sounds like Tracy. What do you do for a living?
I just stay home with my children.
That's a full-time job.
They don't get away with anything with you, do they?
Mm-mm.
They do not.
What's for dinner tonight?
I don't know. Probably do pizza.
That's solid. Kids like pizza. Nothing wrong with that.
Calling for delivery, or are you gonna make it home? You gonna make it homemade?
Oh no, delivery for sure.
For sure. Okay. I'm on a bacon kick on my pizza. Like bacon and black olives, for some reason that combination is tasty.
What do you call it? The swine pie?
Swine pie. The more pig, the better on it.
We might have to try that.
Get it.
Well, let's try rattle off, Tracy. You ready to give it a shot?
I am.
I'm going to give you a different kind of food, peanut butter. And in 10 seconds, I want five things that you might put peanut butter on. Five things you might put peanut butter on. Ready? And go.
Bread, celery, cookies, crackers, and chips.
Well, I always tell people, never stop at five. Keep going, because we might reject. I would like to know who has ever put peanut butter on a chip.
A lot of people do.
Do they?
Yep.
A lot of people say, God, everybody I got this Pringles.
Everybody I know does it.
I think I'll spread peanut butter on a Pringles.
Everybody does it.
No, you use it as a dip. Use the peanut butter as a dip.
It's a delivery device. Yeah. Thousands of people do that. Even on the back of the chips, it says, feel free to dip this in peanut butter. It's in really small print by the little barcode.
Why are you advocating for Tracy? Somebody, you didn't advocate for
Lena. I like Tracy.
Of course, Lena didn't give us any to work with, did she?
No, we had to help her, and she got one. I'll give her this.
All right, you got it. You're a winner! I gotta say, I think this is purely... Mm-mm.
It's mostly because Dom called me mean on the last phone call, so now I'm being really kind.
This is charitable, though.
I think she got them all. I think if she'd only rattled off three, I would have given it to her.
Yeah, it's like, come on, people. Don't stop at five so that I can't give
Dom
you a
Dom hates
hard
that.
Time.
You, for God's sakes, don't
if
ever
you can
stop
do 12,
at five.
Do 12. I think you got a lucky break today, Tracy. Mm-hmm. I might not have allowed chips, but.
I'll take it.
Take it. Take that prize. Run. Run like the wind.
Put peanut butter on your pizza tonight, okay?
Ooh, on the crust, maybe.
That'd be good.
On the crust. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome,
you
Tracy.
Too.
We love you. Thank you for listening. Feel like it was tainted rattle off today.
I would never have given that answer. That was a dumb answer.